Yo, yo, what is going on, you guys? It is your girl here, Simply T, Doubly Poetry, daughter of the late, great Jane Zane of the living and giving Lisa L. And welcome to another episode of the Paradigm Shift Combo, a show created to spark interest and conversation on societal norms, and in most cases, challenges relevance and agenda. The idea of shifting the paradigm is considered rebellious or brash, but in the spoken word open mic communities in which I dwell, this disruption is not only common, but required. Hi, I'm Simply T Poetry, a combat veteran stumbling back into civilian life with a probationary opinion and a handcuffed tongue, excited to freely speak about whatever the hell I want. This is a Paradigm Shift Combo.
Yo, yo, you guys, what is going on? This is yet another episode of the Paradigm Shift Combo, and I'm your girl, Simply T, Doubly Poetry, and I'm here today with an amazing artist, songwriter, producer, coming straight out of my hometown, the 804, two up, two down, VA, stand up, all that jazz, y'all know what it is. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce to you guys an up-and-coming rising star, I mean straight phoenix from the ashes, super excited to have him on the show today. He has absolutely made his wave, made his rock all up and down the East Coast and throughout, and I'm just so excited to have him on the show, to be a part, and really just get involved in everything that you've got going on, man, because you are, like, moving at a rapid pace, and I'm, like, so glad I have the ability to just kind of stop you in your tracks to get the I've done and get the what we're gonna do. So I just feel like I'm just blessed to have you in the position that you're in right now and have you on the show, because I don't get a lot of A-list celebrities, and I feel like in a couple of minutes, at any point in time, Jarrell Crockett will be there. So you guys, we got Mr. Jarrell Crockett on the show. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Of course. So, like, we got to talk about it because you are, like, from the VA area, which, you know, I just must admit, we are just known for bringing out amazing artists, musicians, songwriters. Like, that's our thing in that area. And we can dance, too. I don't really think people have honed in on that skill of ours yet. But so tell us a little bit about how you got started, because I know that it's definitely a process despite where you come from. So how did you even get into the industry?
Oh, yeah. So I started off Richmond, Virginia. It's my hometown. I linked up with some friends of mine in the D.C. area, Nate Jolly, some other producers as well. And we got a major placement with R&B singer Kenny Lattimore.
Mm-hmm.
And that opened up some doors for, you know, future collaborations. And I started working on my own project about a couple years ago. And it started getting some support from my local radio station. And from then on, I've just been kind of just, you know, moving at a rapid pace.
So let's talk about this production. You said you jumped in with the production from the producers out in D.C. And so you started, like, producing, just, like, being a musician and moving into that route, and then you just decided that, hey, I'm going to do my own thing.
Yeah, well, I kind of started, you know, as a musician, as a, you know, singer, vocalist, musician in my hometown.
Uh-huh.
And that led me to learning how to create my own music and learning how to, you know, do production and making beats, making tracks, and just developing that relationship with other producers. And that led me to producing the song for Kenny Lattimore. And production was kind of my main focus for, like, the last 5 years or more. And the artist Tank, he came to the Howard Theater for a show, and he was looking for local talent in the D.C. area that could open up for him.
Wow.
So I sent in my video, and he saw the video on Instagram.
Okay.
And he actually selected me as his opening act for that show.
Nice. Oh, I'm such a fan.
Yeah.
Okay.
So after that, that kind of led to revisiting the idea of me coming out with my own music.
Right. So the music that you decided to come up with, what did you find, like, was your personal aesthetic in music?
I felt that, you know, feel-good R&B, clean, fun, but still sexy.
Right.
And when I grew up, I really loved listening to, like, Michael Jackson, and then I moved to, like, Usher, Tyrese, Luther Vandross.
Okay.
And the time went on, I kind of just felt like those artists kind of helped
R&B. Right, right, right. That's classic R&B.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so, okay, that's dope, because, you know, right now, the king of R&B is Jacquees, so you're just going to have to fight
well,
that.
Well, I feel like R&B has different waves. It has different waves of, you know, the generation.
Right,
now, the generation of R&B sound, I guess you would say male R&B for his generation is, you know, I guess you could say he's the king for his particular
generation. I get that. Like, it's all about a certain sound for a certain group of people. But to be fair, the group of people who's buying the most music is truly the sound that wins.
Exactly.
Right? Because exactly. Like, people who listen to Luther Vandross are definitely not buying music right now. They still listening to Luther. On record.
That's what I'm saying. It's a whole new generation right now.
I know. Right. It's dope, but I love it. I love how music kind of transitioned and moves. You know, it metamorphoses into what it is in society. I think that we need to just constantly remember, because I'm an old head too, but we just need to constantly remember that just like everything else, like, you know, it's just ever changing, ever evolving. And like anything else, ain't nothing new under the sun. It's going to go back. It's slowly, I think, going back personally to that original sound. So
yeah,
I'm here for it. You know what I mean? I'm definitely here for it. So let's talk about your moves into, like, your own sound. Because I've heard two amazing songs from you, and I'm super excited to talk about it. So I want to talk about the single No Pressure. Like, what was the thought behind the music there?
That was a collaboration with some of the writers that I worked with on Kenny Lattimore's project as well. I had an idea for a song that felt like sophisticated grown folk R&B,
right?
But it also had like a pop kind of a pop music appeal, kind of like Bruno Mars or Justin Timberlake, or Neo Champagne Life,
very relevant.
Singing that vibe, and it had a vintage kind of flavor to it, and that's kind of how that song came about. And that was my first song that I ever recorded as an original artist.
Dope. Well, we are about to jump right into it. So you guys listen in for Mr. Jarrell's Crockett's No Pressure.
It's so sad. I know you see them guys on you. Hearing them same lines, it's irritating. But I'm a cut through. Yeah. In your mind at the right time, yeah. Everybody loves fresh air. No wasted time when I'm on your mind. If you're afraid, I'll be with you day to day. We can build, we can grow, we can be so strong. I hope you see it in me, yeah.
Can't say it will be easy every day.
Just throw your fears away. If you're feeling like I'm too much for you,
it won't be no pressure.
Promise you that I won't be in and out.
Don't worry about the pressure. Oh, now I know you deserve everything that
I have enough for you and some. If your love is a meal, I won't stop until it's gone. I won't waste my time or yours. The small things I adore about you, like respecting yourself, valuing family. We can be hand in hand, just you and me, yeah.
We can build, we can grow, we can be so strong.
I hope you see that in me.
Can't say it will be easy every day.
All you gotta do is throw your fears away. If you're feeling like I'm too much for you, let your hair down if you want to. Promise, girl, that I won't be in and out.
Don't worry.
Don't worry. Ooh. The past is the past. exists for a reason. Let go so I can hold on to you. I'm here for the work. Overtime, cause your heart comes first. Ooh, if you're feeling like I'm too much for you. Promise you that I won't be in and out. Don't worry, baby. If you're feeling like I'm too much for you, no. Promise you that I won't be in and out. Have no worries when you're with me. Yeah, yeah.
So this joint is so fire. I am feeling it. I'm bobbing my head. My producer is like, talk. It's time to talk. I'm like, oh, back to the show. So I'm absolutely vibing to this track right here. And you're right. It's definitely a good fusion between like the whole R&B with like the heavy bass in the back. It's just nice. And I love it.
Thank you.
It's definitely like it kind of remind me of like one of the, like the songs in church that's like real upbeat, right? Like when you like, oh, this is my song because I get to kind of like dance a little.
Yeah.
Yes, I get to dance a little bit, put my little shoulders
into
it. Right.
Take a little step to it. Yeah.
So of course, being the vocalist that you are, you have to have a background growing up in the church, especially if you're from Virginia, because we're in the Bible Belt anyway. So why don't you explain to us a little bit about your history growing up and how that moved your vocalism and just your musician artistry in general?
Well, yeah, I started in church. My first solo was 6 years old. It was in church.
Oh wow!
It was a Christmas play, and that led me to joining a local choir called the Richmond Boys Choir.
Oh wow!
And that's where I got a lot of my vocal training, a lot of my classical training, training in folk music, gospel music, R&B music, every genre of music that you can imagine. I learned in that choir, and that kind of helped prepare me for, you know, branching out into different styles.
That's dope. That's super interesting. It's so funny. Like, you're like, oh, yeah. When I was in the church, like, my first thing was, like, a solo. I was like, yeah, I was in the church. My first one was, like, a soliloquy that I had to do. And, like, of course, like, now I'm a poet. And, of course, like, you run into, like, oh, yeah, now I'm a singer. It's just the church kind of just raised us. Like, this is what you're going to do, okay? Just take your talent and go. I was like, I got to say all these lines. They was like, you got it. Look at that. 30 years later, international poet. Congratulations. So it's super dope.
Thank you.
Yeah, yeah. I definitely feel that. And I love the fact that the boys choir kind of brought you to some positions where you've just been able to kind of vocalize and change up the tones and make the decision of what kind of music you wanted. Who else provided those inspirations for you in your time?
You said who inspired me? Who else?
Who else? Like, what else? Other things, other people? Even situations?
I'm actually inspired by jazz music a lot as well.
Mm.
The jazz influence kind of really helped shape my imagination as far as where you could really take music and how you can really explore music. For that song, you know, Pressure, it has a lot of jazz influences
as well.
It does. Yeah.
Super jazz element to it.
It actually played on a jazz station in Petersburg, Virginia.
Oh, nice. Nice, nice. I like that.
Yeah.
I probably know that station.
Yeah.
So you've been in the industry for a while, like just dealing with like major producers up in D.C. and even to the point now where you're just kind of like making your own moves. Is there anything that you would tell yourself that now that you're at the position that you're in currently to tell yourself or anything that you would do differently to get to the position where you're at currently?
I would say rule number one, don't wait on anybody to do anything for you.
Right.
You have to do it yourself.
Facts.
And just don't depend on anybody else but yourself.
Did you personally find yourself waiting and realizing that you were wasting time?
yeah. I feel like we all go through that phase. Like, what am I doing? Am I really getting anywhere? And just realizing what you really want to do. And once you realize what you want to do, it kind of all comes together then, you know, because a lot of people are unsure what they want to do, but right. once you start putting your efforts toward that and make it an everyday hustle, everyday grind, I mean, you'll get somewhere. You're definitely going to get somewhere. It's just, it's a persistent focus every day.
Right, right. I definitely feel that. I've definitely been in that situation as well. You're right. You just sit down and realize, like, you know, you got to keep going. You got to keep moving past. Anything else that you would tell yourself?
I would say just keep your options open. Always just be in tune of different ways of working. There's more than one way to expand. Collaboration. Just keeping your mind open.
Right, kind of get out of your own way. Right, right, right. Yeah, that's a good one. I think that's a good thing for everybody, because we tend to, like, get in our own way, or we tend to feel like we have an avenue, and then, like, we wait for that avenue to open and not realizing we need to hone in on our skill and our, more than our skill, but just our industry, right? And being able to maneuver through your entire industry besides the one path that you know everybody has taken.
I think people turn to, you know, they might blow up on social media. Somebody might blow up on the radio. Somebody might blow up on a TV show. I mean, there's multiple ways to, you know, to get out there. So you just have to kind of find out what is, you know, what's working for you.
Absolutely.
Volunteering to help people in need is a noble gesture. Volunteering to lay down your life for your country is a sacrifice that can never be repaid. In an effort to keep my fellow veterans connected to society and each other, this is VetNet.
The U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, HUD, and the Veteran Affairs Supportive Housing, VASH, is a collaborative program that combines housing vouchers with VA supportive services to help homeless veterans and their families find and sustain permanent housing. Through the Public Housing Authority, HUD provides rental assistance vouchers for privately owned housing to veterans who are eligible for VA health benefits. The VA then provides case managers to connect these veterans with the support services that they need to be successful, to include health care, mental health treatment, substance abuse counseling, in an effort to get them to a recovery process and the ability to maintain housing inside of a community. Among the VA Homeless Continuum of Care programs, which there are so many care programs for homeless when it comes to the VA, understand that the HUD-VASH enrolls the largest number and percentages of veterans that have experienced long-term homelessness and or repeated homelessness. So in the fiscal year 2018, there were over 85,000 veterans with an active HUD-VASH voucher, and over 78,000 veterans living in HUD-VASH housing, which is a super big deal. Not to mention that same year, the Congress awarded HUD-VASH program over $40 million, where in 2018, they helped over 10,000 families find and sustain housing, which is super big. There is a HUD-VASH facility, housing facility, in each of the 50 states. There is also one in the District of Columbia, Puerto Rico, and Guam. So that is a super, super big deal. I'm super excited about this program. Super grateful. If you want to know more about the HUD-VASH program, all you have to do is go to HUD.gov. That is HUD, like the first three letters in the Hudson River, and gov, as in govern yourself accordingly. So that's HUD.gov. Thank you so much, HUD-VASH program, for putting veterans and their families first. Veterans, let's stay connected.
Listen, see the thing about you that caught my eye is the same thing that makes me change my mind. Kinda hard to explain, but girl, I'll try. You need to sit down, this may take a while. See this girl, she sorta looks just like you. She even smiles just the way you do. So innocent she seemed, but I was fooled.
I'm reminded when I look at you.
Baby. You remind me of a girl that I once knew. See your face whenever I look at you.
Won't believe it,
baby. She put me through. This is why I just can't get it with you.
Thought that she was the one for me, till I found out she was on her creep. Ooh, she was sexing everyone but me. This is why we could never be.
You remind me of the girl that I once knew. See your face whenever I look at you. Won't believe all of the things she put me through. This is why I just can't get it.
I know.
This is why I just can't get with you, no, no.
You remind me of a girl that I once knew.
Oh, no. See your face whenever I look at you.
Oh, no.
She put me through. This is why I just can't get it with you.
Wouldn't believe on it, remind me of a girl
that I once knew.
Baby, you're sorry, I gotta let you go. Of a girl that I want to see her face whenever I look at you. Wouldn't believe all of the things she put me through. This is why I just can't get with
you. So I know you want to put out an EP later on. Is there any collaborations that you are looking to do with anybody in particular?
Not right off. I mean, right now, I feel like I would have to kind of establish my sound and establish my brand first.
Absolutely.
And then I think potentially I would love to collaborate with artists like, I love Ella May, I love her.
Mm.
I love Tiana Lede. I love a lot of great Summer Walker, Jasmine Sullivan. I mean, there's a lot of great, dope R&B artists out. I would love to collaborate.
Absolutely. You named some heavy hitters right there. And they all have very distinct sounds too, you know, like very distinct, unique sounds. So those are dope. Super, super dope.
Definitely.
So, okay, I'm going to be real honest. I am Facebook friends with Mrs. Jarell Crockett. And one of the first things you see on Mrs. Jarell Crockett's page is these beautiful eyes, right? And that was just looked so handsome. And if you start to follow Jarrell Crockett after you hear this, y'all are going to want to know. So we just need to give it out to the ladies. First things first, let the ladies know if Mr. Jarrell Crockett is single, fiancéed up, married. What is the love life like?
I am unavailable.
Mr.
I'm off the market.
That is it. She's going to love that you said
I'm
that.
I'm off the market. But I love my fans, though.
Fans. You have to. You have to, right?
And I'm always going to show y'all love whenever I see y'all.
We appreciate that, because I'm a fan. I'm an absolute fan of Thank everything you. That is Mr. Thank Jarrell Crockett. So I'm super excited to hear about it. We're going to... So let's talk about your other single. Let's talk about that. Because now that we know that Mr. Crockett's off the market, we might as well get back to the music. No pressure, though. No pressure.
No pressure.
Let's talk about We Go Up. What was the thought process behind that when you were writing it or singing it or even...
I really wanted a love-making ballad that kind of expressed the deep connection between a man and a woman, and it kind of helped express the things they might do when they... You kind of know where I'm going with this.
No, I don't know. You're going to have to go deeper for me.
You're gonna have to
go deeper in that, G. Jarrell. What exactly do you mean with this? Because I wanted to
express the connection between a man and a woman when they're together, and I wanted to put
like at
that
the bottom?
in a very smooth, sensual kind of way.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, we ain't in McDonald's like that. Okay.
And I had a movie in mind when I was making the song, actually. I was working with this movie director for a movie that was officially coming out, and they wanted a lovemaking song.
Okay.
And I was...
Here we go.
I was imagining a lovemaking scene while I was actually making the song. And the movie never came out, so... I guess now I have to find a movie that can get this song going.
No, the movie came out with the video.
Yeah, so we shot a video for the song last year, and it's been doing really well.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's on YouTube right now.
Yes, I know. I watched that. But everybody else needs to listen to it and listen to it and listen to it and watch it. So you guys listen in to Mr. Jarrell Crockett's We Go Up right here on the Paradox Show.
Put in work for you, I would. Just name the time, a day, and the place. I'll be there right to you. Say too much, 'cause the anticipation is sometimes my favorite. Yeah, honestly, I can't wait.
No,
'cause tonight when I see you, you'll understand from my point of view.
We gon' go up, I go down. No, we gon' go.
Let's take our time like I said before.
Ooh,
it's a lot I want to show you. Do as you please, I'm begging please. For your love, nothing's impossible. Now that I don't have to wait. Stand my point of view.
We gon' go up, I go down,
I go down, down low.
are back. That is absolutely sexy as I thought it would be, because we go up, we go down. Mr. Jarrell has taken us on an emotional roller coaster in one song, 3 minutes and 10 seconds later. Absolutely, absolutely dope. Thank you so much for giving us that creativity and spreading that to the world. Trust me, we are ever so grateful, and people who haven't even heard it before or yet will be so grateful when they do, because you took it back. Old school, new school, right now, super relevant. Dope, dope track, Jarrell, dope track.
You're welcome.
Thank you. So we heard something about this residency at the MGM. Now, I would like to know, how was that, and who were some of the artists that were there during your residency?
Yes. I began my residency last year, and it included some of R&B's biggest artists, including John Legend, Tony Braxton, Anita Baker, Charlie Wilson.
Well, name dropped in.
Yeah, I mean, I did El Dipo last month. So all of those guys came to town, and I was performing the after party for all those events.
Wow, how was that?
Oh my gosh, it was amazing. It was a packed house, and I got a chance to work with some of the musicians from some of the bands that came through. Anita Baker's band came through, and I got a chance to sit in with them. That was really cool.
Awesome. That's dope. That's super, super cool. Yeah. I love it when artists get to hang around like they're legends, and just legends in the game in general. I think that's just so amazing. Inspiring, to say the least. But I wanted to talk about your March 28th event, because I feel like this is a super big deal, because anytime somebody gets the opportunity to do this particular situation, it's either like amazing, nobody remembers it, or it fails completely. So I want you to go ahead and tell the listeners exactly what you got going on March 28th and how you feeling about it.
I'm feeling super excited. I actually told some of my friends and family about it, and they went ahead and got 2 charter buses. So right now I have 150
people
coming.
Oh,
nice. Yeah, it's pretty crazy. Yeah, my family is pretty excited about it. It started off just, you know, my team reached out to the Wizards organization, and they checked out my music, you know, my pay, and they said, well, we have some games coming up, so let's get back with you in a couple of days, and we'll see. And then they sent me an email back and said, hey, we got the Lakers open, so you'd be able to perform for the National Anthem for the Lakers
game.
I said, wow, okay, let's do it.
So this is super amazing news. So first of all, the Lakers right now are just like just on a movement, given the recent events that's happened with Kobe and Gigi, right? So like everybody's just genuinely following them. It's so much media always on the Lakers anyway, just because they're just a major franchise. So this is going to be like a sold out night. I mean, not to mention you've sold out half the arena with your family. So the rest of DC is going to be in the building, and it's just going to be super dope. Of course, it is going to be televised like ridiculous.
Yeah, for sure.
And it's just, that's just crazy. Congratulations. That's such a big deal. Like national, international coverage on you singing the national anthem, which again is just an amazing accomplishment to do, especially on a national level. So I'm super excited for you. Congratulations about that. I'm just overwhelmed. And I know you did something that you really can't talk about a whole lot, but you have made some moves with some things going on around the Potomac area with the show coming out of The Real Housewives of the Potomac. So anything you want to mention about that?
I'm actually pretty good friends with Candace and Chris from the show. They invited me to be a part of a scene that we're looking for to be released this spring on Bravo Channel. And I can't give you any details of what's going on in the scene, but you have to stay tuned for this spring. It'll be airing.
All right, so We have to find out more about what's going on with the Real Housewives of Potomac. We will figure out what exactly Mr. Jarrell has in store for us. Can't wait to find that out. I know you also have something, like, you are just on it, right? So I know you have an amazing opening from an amazing, amazing performer, singer. So tell us about who you'll be opening up for in the near future.
Yes, I have a show coming up at the Dominion Energy Center. It's in Richmond, Virginia. It's for a tribute show featuring Jeffrey Osborne.
Nice.
It's a tribute to all of the legends of R&B, and I will be doing a tribute to Luther Vandross.
Oh, wow. Oh, okay. Yeah. And you just mentioned earlier how that was, like, one of the people who inspired you, like one of your sound inspirations for your R&B.
Oh, yeah. He's one of my favorite singers of all time, and I love singing his songs because they really can help, like, showcase my ability. I feel like today's music doesn't really allow you to really do it that way. But when I get a chance to sing Luther Vandross and artists like that, I get a chance to really, you know, tap into my true talent.
Okay, so when you say sing like that, like, can I get what you mean when you say sing like that? Because I can't sing like anything, so.
I can demonstrate a little bit. Let me get a little bit for you.
I'm listening.
If this world were mine, I would place that at your feet. All that I own, you've been so good to me. If this world were mine, I'd give you the flower, the bird, and the bee. Then with your love beside me, that would be all I need. If this world were my world,
yeah,
I'd give you anything.
Yes, oh my gosh,
yes,
absolutely.
Sir. Yes, sir.
So if this world were mine, I'd be getting fun too every day like that. Let me tell you something. Yo, Jarrell, that was absolutely fire. So one thing that I must say, there's definitely the synthesizers and all the things that of this time generation. Yeah, I think that's what we've completely taken out of, because, you know, back in the day, it was all about the voice. It was all about the voice.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the music was just like something we had extra. But
yeah.
Yes, it's all about, like, the voice alone is soothing, and your voice is so soothing, so, so good and rich and full.
Thank you so much.
And I'm going to be honest,
so
like I said, I've seen your pictures. It don't look like that voice come out that body. Mm-mm.
Ah.
Don't look like that. Don't look like that at all, sir. Congratulations. I love that.
Thank you so much.
You know, it's like when you're watching The Voice, he'd be like, oh, I know how she gonna sound. It's like a little girl sound like Aretha Franklin. He'd be like, look at this little white girl sound like Aretha Franklin.
Yeah, man.
Killing it.
That's crazy,
right? Hey, I love it. So I definitely think
so
that
much.
From visually, people will be excited to hear. Because, you know, it's just like a thing. Like, oh, we know how light-skinned people sound. And you come in with that strong, deep, hearty. Oh, it's amazing. Mr. Jarrell, you have an amazing gift, amazing skill. And look, thank you for blessing us here on the Paradigm Shift Convo. I'm about to give you the all shift salutes on the Paradigm Shift Convo.
Thanks for having me. I really appreciate
it. Yes, we are always excited because you have definitely just killed the show with your voice, with all the things that you've done, all the things that you're doing. We are so grateful just being a person that loves music, being in the media, and just giving your creativity so we are able to just hone in, possess, and love what you're going to do. So before we get out of here, I do want you to go ahead and tell the listeners how they can find everything Jarrell Crocker for all the things you got going on, which is so many. So what is the best way to get in contact with you?
Well, email is the best way, actually. It's bookjarrell@gmail.com.
Okay.
Bookjarrell, J-E-R-E-L. And I'm on Instagram, Official Jarrell, Official J-E-R-E-L.
Awesome. So you guys follow Official Jarrell at Instagram, and if you need to get in touch with him, then definitely do that as well. Jarrell, thank you again so much for being on the show. I can't wait to hear more of your music when your EP comes out. I will be listening to No Pressure all the time and any other single that you come out with. So we're so grateful. Thank you for being on the Paradigm Shift Convo. You guys, continue to listen in.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it. Take care.
Thank you.
Back in the day, wooden soapboxes were used as platforms for orators to speak to the masses. And now, these speakers are known as slammers, spoken word artists, poets, exposing divisive culture and their souls 3 minutes at a time. And this segment is my modern day wooden platform. So listen carefully as a new artist takes the stage and I bring you today's 90 Second Soapbox.
Hey, y'all. I am Queen E, and this is a snippet from my piece entitled King. Did you know that this world has been misleading? Did you know that you do not deserve to die in the streets, left there cold, left there bleeding? Did you know that you are not a thug? You are not a villain. You are not some bad guy like they said from that helicopter in the sky when you had your hands held high, yet still you die? But did you know that you are not who they say that you are? You are not a weapon of mass destruction. You are not this image that the world has constructed. You are our fathers. You are our husbands. You are our sons. You are our brothers. So right now, right here, we're going to disregard who they say that you are. And I'll ask you, do you know who you are? Do you know who you were born to be? Well, listen up, brothers. Let me tell you who and what I see. I see royalty. And not that you come from royalty, not who your ancestors were, but that you, yes, you are royalty. You were born with something special within. You, my brother, are a king amongst men. So hold your head high, king. Proudly wear your crown. And know that I love you with a love that knows no bounds, because you are truly a king amongst men. I am Queen E, and when she speaks, you listen. You can follow me on Instagram at Queen E Speaks. That's Q-U-E-E-N-E. S-P-E-A-K-S, or on Facebook under my government name, Erica Garrett. That's E-R-I-C-A-G-A-R-R-E-T-T. Again, I am Queen E, and when she speaks, you listen.
So this concludes another episode of the Paradigm Shift Convo. We are here every single Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. For everything Simply Tea and to get previews to upcoming shows, visit simplyteepoetry.com. Thank you so much for listening. I appreciate you. This is your girl, Simply T, Doubly Poetry. Y'all know what to do. Get at me. Let go.